Hello.
Hi, it's Dina from Family First again.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on our earlier conversation. So I did, and he let me know that he is also uncomfortable using the GPS location app. Okay, so we're going to cancel that out, and we can do the calling option. The way the calling option works with our system is that whenever Dwayne comes in the beginning of the shift, he gets a six-digit code that he writes down, or you can write down. And at the end of the shift, there's another six-digit code that you guys can write down. And then.
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but in any event, that's what I do now. That's why I said it
Oh,
doesn't make a
okay.
difference. It's
Okay,
10:10.
good.
I use 101081 when he comes in and call registered. And when he rings out, when I ring out after he leaves, sometimes it's, it's more than what he. It's always another. That's why they gave me. Miss Williams gave me the additional hour because he always works later than he should, but that's the only way that it's going to work because initially we did start with somebody with this app thing, and then after we got okay, the person said to me, somebody else, hey, you guys were up parks, huh? That's it for me. I said, you got no business following me around like I'm some, And that was almost 2 years ago, and I knew then, never, ever again.
Yeah, so
And
it's up to
so.
you. You know, it's your decision if you want to share your location or not. However, with our app, there is a small device that we send over that generates the codes. That's the only difference.
Okay, now what do you mean by this device? I don't, what
It's
exactly
called
is it?
a fob. You ever heard of a fob?
No, not really. No.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a small. It kind of looks like a keychain kind of size, and you just click
What?
on it. It gives you a six-digit number that you can call in and out, and that's where you get your code from. It doesn't track anything. It's, you know, we have no way of telling where it is, but we do suggest that you guys tie it around something in the home so you don't lose it.
Right. And so what I do, I use this like I said, right now I use 10:10:81, which is a six-digit code. But what are you saying that this particular item has the code on it?
Yes, it
Well, what do I
generates
need it
code.
for? If I can remember the code, why do I
Oh,
need
no.
that?
Because the code is different for the clocking in and the clocking out each time. So you guys would write down the code and then you call it in and out. The good thing about it, though, is that if you write down the code, you can call it in and out whenever you'd like because the machine generates like a specific code, and based off that code, when you call in and out, the system registers when they came and when they left.
Right.
Yeah, you can research it if you'd like, you know, just to understand more about it. It's called a FOB, FOB.
FO.
B, as in ball.
Okay, FOB, Bob. Okay.
All right, so we'll just follow up with Dwayne, let him know.
Okay.
Regarding the authorization, your service coordinator, you said you spoke with Cynthia, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I spoke with her, yes. And I told her that we were going to change. She said as soon as it was finalized, to let her know.
Okay, so I'll just give her a call just to run over our agency information to make sure she sends it over to the right one. All right.
Right.
Okay, and
Okay, well, just check with him about this
yeah,
Bob
I'll
or
definitely
whatever
check with him
first.
first. Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely. All
All
right, you
right.
have a good one, Mr. Thorne. We'll be in
All right,
touch.
you too.
Okay,
Thank you.
you're welcome.